This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Call for Clinical Research Partners. With all of the crazy new infections going on these days like Lyme, COVID, flu, and monkeypox, we need newer and better medicines to stay healthy. Clinical trials are the only way that happens. Clinical Research Partners is now testing new vaccines for flu, COVID, and more. We need you. Come in and be in one of our studies now. Find us at clinicalresearchrva.com.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to faisoncenter.org and consider making an online gift, or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1947.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of EBA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
This is Who's Talking on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobbo Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week in a way that only Frank and Hobbo can provide. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
Welcome, welcome, ACC fans and all you Wahoos out here. Frank and Hobbo in studio.
At drive time, baby.
Yeah, 5 o'clock. We're ready to go.
We may have to include a traffic report during this, you know?
I think so.
But at any rate, a great show tonight. Two UVA legends.
Yes. It doesn't happen every day.
Billy McMullen.
Billy Mack.
Who's a friend of Hobbo. He tolerates you.
He doesn't even know who you are.
And, of course, the other UVA legend, who is a friend of Hobbo, Barry Parkhill, in the second half hour. So a little football and a little hoop tonight.
And don't forget Dr. No.
Dr. O.
But I like to say Dr. No.
Now, you know, Billy, I keep saying, you know, if Hobbo had been a coach, Billy would have never played football because I'd have had him out.
Nice
on,
and tall.
I'd have had him out on the court.
He had long arms.
I can tell the man's a player.
He's got good hands. He could have rebounded.
I could do shooter. He could play defense.
I think he would have posted you up, Hobbo.
Billy, why in the heck did you play football? What the heck? You could have played a man's game, basketball.
So, man's game. So the coach said I was too slow, so I went over to football.
Well, I think the University of Virginia, the Philadelphia Eagles, and a few others are glad you did go over to football. You know,
Billy, Henrico High School to begin with.
Well, yeah, obviously the high school too.
Right.
But the, Billy, I took a look at the schedule. You know, we opened with Tennessee. The football schedule next year. Did Coach Elliott schedule this, or is somebody trying to make Coach Elliott's life very difficult?
Well, you know what? That's the beauty of college football, man. You get a chance, especially, you know, with a schedule like opening up with Tennessee, you get a chance to test yourself early. Now, it's going to be a harder test. Like, I really believe this is a rebuilding year for us. I've been through some really tough times last year on and off the field, so... But hopefully Tony can have the Coach Elliott can have the guys ready for at least to compete with those guys, because they actually got a couple first rounders that's coming out there, their team next year, so they're gonna have to replace a few guys themselves. So it should be a pretty good competition for us.
And they do have the benefit of playing Nashville. Maybe they'll just get caught up in the partying and they'll forget they have to play Virginia. Virginia will host James Madison University,
not an easy game.
That's a tough game to open your home schedule in Charlottesville on September 9th,
and then they have to go to Maryland.
Then they're traveling to play the Crabs up there in Maryland. That's going to be the Terps. Mm-hmm. That's a tough game. Well, everybody in Maryland loves Crabs. They eat Crabs. Our engineer gave me this look. And I know they're the Terps. Don't anybody get upset.
The Turtles. We don't want to get the Turtles
upset. We don't get the angry Turtles.
The Turtles, that's right.
Tennessee, Madison, yes. At Maryland, and William & Mary. William & Mary coming off a good year this year. So
William & Mary's gotten better. That's at home.
Not Cupcake City either.
But then
so
Virginia
that's a tough way to start the school this season.
Virginia will play NC State, Duke, Georgia Tech all at home. They will travel to Louisville to play the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. Out there, Virginia will travel to Miami Gardens to play Miami. They'll play North Carolina in Chapel Hill, and they also play at Boston College in Chestnut Hill. They return home to wrap up the season against VPI, which is always a tough game, as we all know quite well.
So it looks like, to me, as a non-football guy, it looks like a very challenging schedule.
It is no cupcake schedule. The Cavaliers are coming off a 3-7 season. Two games were canceled due to the shooting. I want to talk to Billy for a second about the fact that Coach Elliott did land an offensive line coach finally. He signed Terry Heffernan, who is a highly respected offensive line coach. Coach Heffernan had been at Stanford in recent years, but he has coached 5 years in the NFL and has a distinguished track record prior to that. And I think that is very important because, as we all know, as George Walsh used to always say, a football team goes as well as its offensive line. And if Heffernan can stabilize the situation and help Elliott and the other assistants recruit some better linemen, I think Virginia can become the team that everybody wants to see.
Offensive linemen and, of course, wide receivers. You know, that's a key position.
Well, you know, it's funny. Habbo, you know, it's funny that you say that.
I say that because we have one of our best wide receivers ever on the line here.
And although some players in recent years have moved on to the NFL or, in the case of Billy Kemp, transferred, Virginia did get Malik Washington, who's an excellent wide receiver from Northwestern. They also get that young man who grew up outside of in Charlottesville. Malachi Fields will be healthy. And I'm convinced that that young man could be a modern-day Billy McMullen. What do you think, Billy?
You know what? A couple of things. You said a mouthful. I'll tell you what. The first thing is with your new offensive, the offensive line coach, you know, of course, shout out to Coach Hagans for, you know, taking the Penn State job. And he did a wonderful job in terms of recruitment at UVA. He was a staple. Like, any house that he's going, he's visiting kids, he's basically going to win them over. That's the type of guy he is. So a coach can only do so much in terms of offensive line coach with the kids that he has. Now, he can teach the techniques. He can, you know, get them rolling. But you got to have some guys that you can bring in, that can some hogs that you can bring in that can maul that defensive line. That's going to be huge for us next year. And to your point on the Malachi, I like what I saw in summer ball. I thought he's a big kid. He's actually bigger than I imagine on paper. So
yeah, you know, he looks like a basketball player.
Well, he actually looks sort of built more like a tight end. He's a big dude, man. He's taller, a lot taller than I thought. So, and he was pretty physical out there. The big question is the quarterback situation, right? You got Jay Wolf. I think it's Wolf. Am I saying that right? He's playing baseball right now. So when you're going into a new season with a new quarterback, you want to get as many offseason reps as possible. And that's always a question mark to me, especially starting with a new quarterback into your system. You're not going to get those reps. So I'm wondering how that's going to look moving forward into spring ball.
Does that put him at a disadvantage, the fact he's going to play football? Because I assume it's a competition for the quarterback job.
I would think so. I would think so. If I'm a young guy, I compete for that job, and I can put all my effort and time into, you know, football, and then give me the notch on my belt before, you know, summer ball comes around, it's always a plus. And unless he's just that talented where he can come in and just, you know, take the bull by the horns and make a lot of plays out there. But there's going to be a lot of competition across the board, especially coming off a 3-7 year, sort of rebuilding. There's going to be a competition across the board. So you want to get as many reps as possible.
Yes. All right. So let's talk about that more directly. Virginia has gotten commitments, and actually Tony Musket from Monmouth is actually enrolled at Virginia right now. So he appears to be experienced enough that Wolfolk playing baseball is not going to be as big a deal potentially.
What year will he be? Is he transferring in?
Might be third year.
Okay. But now, so he would have at least a couple of years.
He has a couple of years. Right. And most importantly, though, he's got a lot of experience. He's played college football. He's managed games. He's going to learn the new system. And obviously, there's a reason he's coming to Virginia. And you know, Des Kitchens and Tony Elliott.
He's coming probably because he thinks he can get the job.
Not just that, but he probably understands the system that Tony Elliott and Des Kitchings are trying to establish. Now, here's the thing with Jay Wolfolk. Jay Wolfolk is got a nice arm because he's a baseball pitcher and is an excellent middle reliever. I have no doubt whatsoever that he's going to be fine juggling the baseball and the football. Here's the thing. He can run, too. He's quick as lightning, and he's a different runner than Brennan Armstrong was, and we all wish Brennan the best of luck at State. The guy carried the flag last year when everyone else was just not delivering the goods, and he never complained. I saw him in post-game pressers, and that young man stood up and took the hard questions and handled them, I thought, with a lot of grace and courage. And, you know, I'm sorry he left and has gone to State, but I hope he does well there. I hope he and Robert and I are going to reunite, and I hope he has a good season. I hope he doesn't.
Not at Scott Stadium.
Not in Scott Stadium. Yeah. Now, let's talk about Wolfolk. I have watched Wolfolk throw the football. He's not the tallest guy, but he's got good feet. And if they keep the pocket, they can move the pocket a little bit and give him some easy read options. I think the guy could be deadly. Now, Musket clearly is a little bit taller and has much more experience. And my guess is it's Musket's job to lose in everything that I've seen so far. Let's look at the other guys that have committed to Virginia that are have come across the portal. They got this wide receiver from Northwestern, Malik Washington. They got this incredible cornerback from North Carolina, Cam Kelly. Big get.
Was a four-star.
The guy was a star in high school and has done well. He was like second-team All-ACC for Carolina. He must have had a fight with his position coach. That's the only thing I can figure.
That's the kind of kid we want to get off the portal. You know, somebody
we want that
really
guy
come in and make an impact.
Now, we got this running back who's been injured at Clemson, Kobe Pace, and he was a fairly highly rated running back. If he's healthy, I think Virginia's really found something there. Now, the other thing,
he's a pretty big kid, too. He's 5'10", 205.
Yeah, he's got decent size. Yeah. The other cornerback, Tavon Kyle from Iowa State. I don't know anything about him. I tried to do some research. He's not as highly rated as some guys, but he has played cornerback, and he's a true corner. And that'll help Virginia because we don't have any on the roster other than one or two guys that haven't played at all. Now, they did get an offensive tackle. This guy, Ugonna Nanana, who came from Houston, big kid. He replaces the other big kid that left and went to Iowa. Right now, in my book, it seems to me Tony Elliott needs to do one of two things or maybe both. Logan Taylor is in the portal but has not committed to go elsewhere. He played all last year at left tackle. Go get him an NIL deal, a small one with a, you know, McDonald's or that one of those banks in Charlottesville. Let's keep Logan Taylor on the roster. Get him back. Go out and find some big tackles that are out there that have not signed with anybody. Go get them. You've got to get them in-house. You've got to get them there this summer, and you got to get them ready. Ronnie Walker's leaving. I don't understand why he wants to be in the portal. Nick Jackson, the linebacker, again, go get him an NIL deal. Make him some promises that they'll keep looking for NIL money for him. He's a veteran linebacker for Virginia last couple of years. He's very valuable. If they can get him back, that's a PR victory and a victory on the field. Lastly, Zach Teeter was a backup lineman. Go ahead and try to woo him back to Virginia. He's in the portal, but no one's taken him so far. Go get him. I don't know who Michael Green is. He's still in the portal. He was a linebacker recruited to come to Virginia, and he hadn't played. So I don't understand why he wants to leave. Why not hang around a couple years and find out if you can play at Virginia? Fentrell Cypress has signed with Florida State. I'm sorry he left. I'm sure that's about the money. I'm sure they offered him big money. Brennan Armstrong, we've already talked about him. There's one or two other guys. I think Chase Chalmers is a defensive back, I believe. He's not a receiver, is he? Chase Chalmers is in the portal but has not committed. But because he's already knows the coaches, again, I'd go to him and make a plea and say, hey, come on and stay. We'll give you first chance to win a position. Okay? He knows the defensive secondary. He knows the coach, Rudzinski. He knows the new system. See if we can't find a place. Maybe he could become a cornerback. But I think if you can win some of these guys back to your roster, that would be some positive PR. Virginia did get 19 kids to commit, the best of which was a linebacker from out there.
Cam Robinson.
Yeah, from the Essex County, I believe.
Yeah. I saw some tape on this guy. He's a Thunderbird, man. He brings the wood. He's a big kid too.
6'3" or so.
6'2", 215.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks more like 6'4", 220.
Yes.
He looks a lot bigger on tape. Yeah.
No, let me ask you this.
He's fast.
What do you think the attitude in the locker room is right now? You know, just
That's a great question. General sense
of where the team is right now.
That's a great question. So you lose your leader, Brennan, but you lose him to an ACC team. You know, you have the tragedy from last year. You're coming off a 3-7. It's, like I said, it's a rebuilding year, no matter how you cut it. You know, maybe the swirls of the locker room was a little disruptive last year in terms of, like, understanding what the coaches want and what the players wanted. So it's from what I'm looking at the roster, the current roster, to the kids coming in and the transfer guys, it's going to have to be some guys to step up and take the leadership role, because – to me, it just sounds like a group of individuals. Like, and that's every year, right? You got to rebattleize the team and make your new team identity. But I think the consensus in the locker room right now, and I've been in some similar situations, is like their early workouts, early morning workouts, and early spring session. It has to be someone to step up, or a group of guys to step up and say, we're going to take it. We're going to be the hard workers. You can count on us. You can put it on our backs, and we'll take it. And then the group follows. Right now, I don't know how that looks in that locker room, and that's really my biggest question mark, because you can bring in all the talent you want, but if there's no true leader, and that true leader can connect with the coach, what the coaches are looking for, then you're going to have a very similar year to next year. And granted, we just talked about the schedule. Right, the schedule is going to be pretty tough, especially early on. So you got to find it now, and that's why I brought that up about Jay Wolford. I know he's playing baseball, but you want your quarterback there, man. You want your quarterback in the early morning grind with you. You want him, you know, doing the things that you're doing during the off season, because it's going to be huge that we can trust you in those early games.
And isn't this one of the ramifications of the transfer portal? And we only have about 30 seconds, but with guys coming and going all the time, does that challenge that leadership in the locker room situation?
Always. Always. This is a whole new different landscape from just a few years ago. You got guys that are looking at their situation a little different. You still got some guys that are very loyal, but that transfer portal always going to make put the coaches in a bind, and also the team in a bind. And hopefully the leader can see that and say, hey, I would rather stay with my guys and build here. And hopefully he has a reason to stay. But that's a big key factor. You got to have that leader or leaders to step up early.
All right, Billy, we're going to have to leave it there. We want to thank you, of course, for your valuable contributions. And we'll bring you back as we get closer to the spring game. But we thank you. And then we head to break here. We're going to go in the next segment with Dr. O with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. Stay with us. Who's Talking? We'll continue. Mitchell & Doskbe Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under...
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org and consider making an online gift. Or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1947.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of EVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all 4 of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Canal Cap Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Cannell's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Cannell Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Cannell was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopka on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
A little drum beat there. You're listening to Who's Talking. Welcome back. Frank and Hobbo in the studio. Obviously, early tonight because of the upcoming Virginia Tech basketball broadcast. But we'll be back next week at our regular time of 6 o'clock. And we really have a great show next week. We got former Virginia Athletic Director Craig Littlepage will join us. Virginia Sports Hall of Fame inductee and former Virginia beat writer. I guess he's still the beat writer over at Virginia, Jerry Ratcliffe. We got David Deck going to come on for a few minutes to have an early preview of the lacrosse season, which starts in just another couple of weeks.
It's right around the corner. Virginia and, plays Michigan. Doesn't that sound big?
Sounds really big. And, of course, Virginia, the preseason consensus number one in lacrosse. Currently number one in women's swimming.
Top 20 in baseball.
19 in baseball, and obviously number one in tennis.
And the tennis team started the season. They smoked the doubleheader that opened the season, and then they crushed Baylor 4-0.
Yeah, they haven't lost a point yet.
They haven't lost a point in a match. That's unbelievable.
Nobody's gotten on the board against the Hoos, and they also are the defending national champions, as are the Virginia women's swimming and diving team. But right now we got the Ortho Virginia injury report with our friend Dr. O. And Doctor, thanks for joining us tonight. And I think Frank's got a couple of questions for you.
First off, Dr. O, thanks for joining us tonight. Hope you're doing well, sir.
Doing great. Yeah, appreciate y'all, fellas.
Well, we are thankful and blessed, and we're knocking on wood. Can you hear that?
I hear it.
The injury bug has stayed away from the Cavs. We had a little scare there with Reese Beekman and his hamstring. We do know that big man Francisco Cafaro,
the new pronunciation,
has had a sore shoulder. We don't know the extent of that. We do know he's getting treatments, but he's playing, and he appears to be moving okay and reaching out for the ball. And I don't think he had a separation of his shoulder. I think he just – maybe someone slammed into him at a weird angle. But anyway, Beekman's hamstring and hyperextended knee appears to be getting stronger, and he's playing like the Beekman we were expecting, the likely first-team All-ACC guard that –
NBAer.
He will definitely be in the NBA. Wally Walker said so.
Yeah.
Sure. Your thoughts on how is the training staff, Ethan Saliba and his assistants, how are they going to help monitor, manage, and help Beekman treat that knee, that hamstring, going forward as he's now gotten stronger? But how do you keep working at that to make sure that he keeps his flexibility and strength?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the name of the game, is flexibility and strength, just like you said. In the situation of a hamstring injury, especially in a real explosive player like him, eccentric strength is really the key. Eccentric strength being strengthening the muscle when it's elongated or on stretch. So things you can do that kind of work on that are kind of postural strengthening exercises and that sort of thing. And that's what we call protective strength. It kind of keeps the area that's maybe been through it or been injured from re-injuring itself and allows the other muscle groups to kind of take over. So I would imagine his staff is really focusing on that aspect of things, working on those postural and balance and support muscles to get that eccentric protective strength.
And the orthopedic team at UVA, how can they monitor something like that? Because we all know that a hyperextended knee is a scary thing, that it affects all those ligaments and tendons within the knee and puts everything at risk. So What can they do? And I notice he's not wearing any kind of knee brace, and he's fearless. He's in warmups. He is elevating and dunking as if he's a high school kid.
Yeah.
What game was it? A recent game where he had a heck of a dunk at the end of the first half. I can't remember which game it was. It was a game at JPJ. It may have been against the Hokies.
Yes.
To make it a 10-point lead at the half. But, yeah, he definitely elevated on that one.
Yeah, and so what's going on there, Doctor?
Yeah, well, you know, if he's really, you know, keeping the strength and not showing any signs of instability or inflammation, i.e. like swelling on the knee, then, you know, it's really safe to use it as you will. I think the things to really look for are, like we said, swelling on the knee. That's a sign of inflammation. It's called an effusion in medical terms. And effusion is a sign that something's not right, all right? And so that's going to be the first sign to any medical team that, hey, we need to slow him down. When you're at an advanced level like UVA is, having the kind of technology they have access to, they most likely have access to kind of comparative quantitative measures of muscle strength, so they can keep a really close eye on how strong are the muscles on that side compared to the others. So if we're checking that kind of on a, you know, a relatively regular basis and we see that things are starting to change, or i.e. the injured side is starting to dip, that's an early sign that we need to kind of turn things around and see about managing his load a little bit differently.
Yeah.
But I imagine he's blowing those out of the water now.
Yeah, well, Reese, he's obviously a key component, so they're going to do everything they humanly possible to keep him as healthy as ever. But at any rate, Doctor, we got to run. We thank you and your colleagues for your support of the show and your participation, and we look forward to having you visit back in a few weeks.
All right, fellas. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, the Ortho Virginia Report. We got Barry Parkhill and a little basketball conversation after these messages. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking. In 1984, Charles McDaniel capped off his third straight season leading UVA in tackles and was named first team All-ACC.
McDaniel has continued a legacy with a career of a different approach, helping move individuals and companies with ease.
Since 2005, McDaniel has served as the CEO of Hildrip, one of the most acclaimed moving companies in the U.S.
Whether moving near or far, Hildrip will show you why they are the best moving services company.
Next time you need help moving, go to Hildrip.com.
At Kelleher, we've been serving the metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products, in addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs. With the fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue, serving you since 1968.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-888. 888-888.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Pride location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
That music you hear is the Virginia defense grinding opponents to sawdust. All right. We're very excited to have the next guest on our show. Not that we aren't excited about every guest.
Absolutely, every
because
guest.
We love our guests. They make valuable contributions.
But this one is legendary.
That's, legendary?
It's different.
Is he an icon, Hobbo?
He's absolutely an icon.
Hobbo says icon about every 15 minutes.
Well, you know, All right. I like to say it a lot because I like to think I'm an icon.
You're the Hobbo.
That's right. That's
all right, we've got Barry Parkhill joining us. Barry was a terrific basketball player, played from, what, 69 to 71?
Well, 71, close. 2, and 3 were 71, our, were our 3. Varsity years.
All right, and enjoyed watching the two of you guys play together. It was always great
when
fun.
You were a mere child in diapers at the time.
I wasn't in diapers, but I was a youngster, and that's when Virginia finally became a strong team and fun to cheer for if you were a Cavalier legacy, as I was.
Well, Barry has always been good in everybody's mind. Mm-hmm. As more and more people die off, so nobody really is around who saw us play, I get better and better. You know, so it's kind of like the fish getting bigger.
Well, those stories that you tell, but those slam dunks that you made.
But let's, only because we weren't allowed to dunk in those days. But at any rate, Mr. Parkhill, we appreciate you taking a few minutes tonight. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Happy New Year, guys. It sounds like you've had happy hour today.
Well, you know, that's
we like to.
We're on during happy hour, so we're enjoying it a little bit here. But
truth be told, we both have gotten over that early season head cold.
Yeah, well, the sinus thing too, and the other thing, and I'm sure you feel the same way. The Hoos are on a 5-game winning streak, and to be honest, Barry, I think the last couple of weeks they've played really, really well with two significant road wins. Winning in Tallahassee, as you know, is not easy. And then they go down to Winston-Salem on Saturday and beat a Wake Forest team that was undefeated at home. So what's your current assessment of the team and maybe your rationale for some of the improvement that we've seen lately?
Well, I think that, number one, every league win's a great win, home or away. I think we've played pretty good basketball all year. And as you guys know, and everybody who follows Virginia basketball, Coach Bennett and his teams get better as the season goes on. And I think we've gotten better. Our kids are playing well. It's a fun team to watch. But when you're good and you're on a run like we are, the next game's always the most important game. And Boston College coming in here this weekend, it's it's the biggest game of the year so far. But I just really like the way we're playing.
Yeah, it's the you were a coach for a long time. It's the respect all, fear none routine. But, you know, Saturday, for example, of course, we made 15 three-point baskets. You're going to win a lot of games if you make 15 threes. But the thing that impressed me is we had six different players who made a three. And as you well know, with that kind of proficiency from the outside, you're going to open up a lot of driving lanes for the guards, Kihei, Reese, and others, including Armon. You know, Armon has really gotten pretty adept in recent, well, really this whole season, not only with the three-point shot, but taking the ball to the rim.
Well, everybody knows, we always play good to great defense, but when you're making shots, we're pretty hard to beat. We can play with anybody. I still think we can play with anybody no matter what. But, I mean, if you look at our guards, I guess you could say we have four guards. And Kihei Clark's playing by far and away the best basketball he's played. Reese Beekman is, I think he's an NBA talent. Franklin is not only, he plays defense because all our guys have to play defense, but he's rebounding really well. He's shooting the ball well. He's just playing with a ton of confidence that he really didn't show at times last year. And McNeely, huge upside. The kid can shoot, but again, he can play some defense. We're getting contributions from everybody that plays.
And how about Dunn? Hold on,
Tom. Yeah, I was just going to ask him.
Ryan Dunn, yeah. In that second half against Wake, have you ever seen anything like that?
Well, I have to confess, I was at a football banquet, so I didn't see the game. I followed it on my phone, but haven't seen him play a lot and practice a lot. He just brings energy, and you can tell when he comes into the game. Everybody, when we play home games, when he comes on the floor, people are pretty excited, and he's got a huge upside, but he's just got a great motor. He's got length. You know he's going to get stronger with Mike Curtis and all that Mike does with our players. And I think he's going to become a better offensive player, but he's given good minutes, and it only helps the team, and it helps Ryan with his confidence,
too. You know, the prior game, the Virginia Tech game, and I give Coach Bennett credit for this, you know, Justin Mutz, one of his strengths as a player, obviously a player for Virginia Tech, is his ability to pass and find the open guy. Early in that game, we were trying to double-team Mutz, and Tony decided, hey, I'm going to put Ryan Dunn out there because I think he can guard him one-on-one. And I thought Dunn did a fabulous job the rest of the way on Mutz, and I think that was one of the keys to the victory. So what he brings to the defensive end is significant in addition to the upside potential he has offensively.
Well, plus, you know, he's proven to be a really good rebounder. Again, offensively, he's just going to get better the more he plays and the more coaching he gets, which bodes well for the future, but he's giving us good minutes now, and we need it in the front line.
Yeah, and you, as a former coach, you got to love Vanderplas, his knowledge of the game. He tends to be in the right spot. He makes the right pass. Obviously, he makes some key three-point baskets as well, so he just contributes in a multitude of ways, so he's been a big addition to this team.
Well, we probably talked about it early in the season, guys. Ben's 24 years old. He's played a lot of basketball. He's very mature. He knows the game. You know, he's not going to be a rim protector, but he plays really good, solid defense. He can pass, and he's a smart kid. He knows the game, and now he's found his shot again, which is only going to help us in a big way and just really contributes in a lot of different ways.
You ever think about how much money you would have made if you had NIL back in the day?
Not really, but I could have bought a few more pizzas, that's for sure.
That's priceless.
Well, and you know, he was thin, so he wouldn't even eat them. He would have given them to everybody else. But what's your thought on the NIL? I know this is not necessarily your fort, but do you think there needs to be some guardrails on this process, or are we going to continue to have the Wild West?
You know, I would personally love to see guardrails. I think most people would. Whether it happens or not, nobody knows. The bottom line is it's here. It's not going away. And I think all of our fans and supporters really have to understand how important it is for our program as well as everybody else's. we've got Cavalier Futures set up. There's a couple other collectives that are out there for the University of Virginia, but we have to get in the game in a lot of ways, and people need to understand why it's going to help Virginia, and in particular, our football program.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. That's such a big deal. You know, we're in the process of hunting down a couple of guests to speak to this issue in the month or so ahead. You know, the National Signing Day is coming up here in early February, and there have been, I think they have 6 grad transfer commits, and I know they're looking at trying to bring in a couple of more offensive linemen at least. Barry, how is Virginia going to be able to change the style or culture that Virginia has been married to for decades of, you know, the academical village is so important in Virginia, and, you know, the whole student-athlete model, there's such a strong emphasis on that at the university. How does Virginia move to the point where there's enough NIL focus that Virginia can compete and attract good grad transfers, retain high-quality performers, and possibly go land a couple of 4- and 5-star big hitters that are out there in the high school ranks?
At the end of the day, I personally don't think it's going to change the academic mission of UVA Athletics. We're still going to recruit, you know, the kind of kids that can get it done in the classroom. But again, our fan base has to learn and understand that NIL, you know, kids talk to each other. Everybody knows about it.
Yep.
I'm sure it's talked about in the home when kids are being recruited. And there are a lot of things you can't do as a coach when you're talking to a high school prospect. But our fans have got to understand, and hopefully there's enough of them out there that are willing to support an NIL collective that benefits the University of Virginia. And, you know, in some respects, some of our student-athletes, they're benefiting from it, but especially in football,
yep,
we have got to get in the game in terms of having the resources where we can, you know, attract a kid and also at the same time not lose kids to other schools where the deals these kids are getting.
Yeah.
And I don't believe half the stuff I read, but some of the stuff, you know, it's probably true. It's pretty amazing, guys, what some of these deals are for the student athletes that are in different schools.
It's a new world order, and obviously the Virginia fan base wants to win. So,
yep,
as you say, to compete, you got to play the game. Before we let you go, Barry, bring us up to date on facilities, master plan, and all the activities you deal with on a daily basis.
Well, in a nutshell, and thanks for asking, the master plan, right now, I look at 4 phases, phase 1, 2, 3, and 4. Phase 1, 2 football practice fields done. Phase 2, football operations center coming out of the ground. Phase 3, renovate the McHugh Center so we can get kids out of trailers. And phase 4 is an Olympic sport building that goes on the backside of McHugh, about $160 million or so budget. And we are about $6.5 million short of funding phase 1, 2, 3, and 4. The one thing, guys, that we haven't talked about is the Alston case, which we are now calling the Cavalier Academic Achievement Fund, which is something that's been approved by the NCAA, where you can, it's not mandatory, but a student athlete can get up to $5,980 a year for educational benefits. And we have to do that to stay in the game, and that's got nothing to do with NIL.
Right.
That's something that's so important because a lot of our student-athletes aren't going to get an NIL deal. But if we can provide those dollars for our scholarship student-athletes, that's – Jim, can you imagine we were in school instead of getting $15 a month, getting $6,000 for the year?
Yeah. And will that be done through VAF? How will that be administered?
Yes, we have to raise that money. We do not have it. It equates to close to $2 million a year. And in a perfect world, it would – be great to endow that, but that's, you're talking about a pretty big number, but we have to provide that for all our student athletes.
Yeah, it's funny. And for the longest time, we were talking about catching up on facilities. It sounds like we're well on the way to doing that, but now we have these other hurdles we have to jump over. But I'm confident that you and the administration and the Virginia fan base will step up to the plate. I guess that's what everybody did last Saturday for the baseball program, to use a phrase. But, Barry, we always appreciate your time. We know how busy you are. Give our very best to Pat and family, and look forward to seeing you at a game here soon.
Same here. I'm back at you guys, and I always appreciate you guys having me on.
Absolutely.
Very good. Thank you, Barry.
Virginia legend Barry Parkhill. All right, we're going to go to our last commercial break and come back, take a look at the upcoming ACC basketball schedule, maybe some Olympic news, and tell you again about next week's show. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888.
Charles McDaniel, starting UVA linebacker from 82 to 85, set a record with 130 tackles.
Now McDaniel is the president of Hildrip Moving and Storage, an agent for United Van Lines.
The same discipline McDaniel showed on the field is now seen through his leadership at Hildrip.
Whether you're moving your home, company, or employees, Hildrip is committed to helping you get to your next destination with ease.
Their game plan, to be the best moving services company, period.
Next time you need help moving, call Hildrip at 800-476-6688.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit Virginia Athletics Foundation.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Call for Clinical Research Partners. With all of the crazy new infections going on these days like Lyme, COVID, flu, and monkeypox, we need newer and better medicines to stay healthy. Clinical trials are the only way that happens. Clinical Research Partners is now testing new vaccines for flu, COVID, and more. We need you. Come in and be in one of our studies now. Find us at clinicalresearchrva.com.
At Kelleher, we have been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products. In addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs.
With a fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue serving you since 1968.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Final segment tonight. We certainly enjoy meeting with Barry Parkhill on the air there. That was a lot of fun. It's always good to get the inside storyline because he's right there in the middle of it.
Well,
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Different approach, helping move individuals and companies with ease.
Since 2005, McDaniel has served as the CEO of Hildrip, one of the most acclaimed moving companies in the U.S.
Whether moving near or far, Hildrip will show you why they are the best moving services company.
Next time you need help moving, go to Hildrip.com.
At Kelleher, we've been serving the metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products, in addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs. With the fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and Blue, serving you since 1968.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-888. 888-888.
888.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Pride location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobble-Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
That music you hear is the Virginia defense grinding opponents to sawdust. All right. We're very excited to have the next guest on our show. Not that we aren't excited about every guest.
Absolutely, every
because
guest.
We love our guests. They make valuable contributions.
But this one is legendary.
That's, legendary?
It's different.
Is he an icon, Hobbo?
He's absolutely an icon.
Hobbo says icon about every 15 minutes.
Well, you know, I like to say it a lot because I like to think I'm an icon.
You're the Hobbo.
That's right.
All right, we've got Barry Parkhill joining us. Barry was a terrific basketball player, played from, 69 to 71?
Well, 71, close. 2, and 3 were 71, our, two were and our three. Varsity years.
All right. And enjoyed watching the two of you guys play together. It was always great
when
fun.
You were a mere child in diapers at the time.
I wasn't in diapers, but I was a youngster, and that's when Virginia finally became a strong team and fun to cheer for if you were a Cavalier legacy, as I was.
Well, Barry has always been good in everybody's mind. Mm-hmm. As more and more people die off, so nobody really is around who saw us play, I get better and better. You know, see, it's kind of like the fish getting bigger.
Well, those stories that you tell, but those slam dunks that you made.
But let's, only because we weren't allowed to dunk in those days. But at any rate, Mr. Parkhill, we appreciate you taking a few minutes tonight. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Happy New Year, guys. It sounds like you've had happy hour today.
Well, you know, that's
we'd like to.
We're on during happy hour, so we're enjoying it a little bit here. But
truth be told, we both have gotten over that early season head cold.
Yeah, well, the sinus thing, too. And the other thing, and I'm sure you feel the same way, the Hoos are on a 5-game winning streak. And to be honest, Barry, I think the last couple of weeks they've played really, really well with two significant road wins. Winning in Tallahassee, as you know, is not easy. And then they go down to Winston-Salem on Saturday and beat a Wake Forest team that was undefeated at home. So what's your current assessment of the team and maybe your rationale for some of the improvement that we've seen lately?
Well, I think that, number one, every league win's a great win, home or away. I think we've played pretty good basketball all year. And as you guys know, and everybody who follows Virginia basketball, Coach Bennett and his teams get better as the season goes on. And I think we've gotten better. Our kids are playing well. It's a fun team to watch. But when you're good and you're on a run like we are, the next game's always the most important game. And Boston College coming in here this weekend, it's It's the biggest game of the year so far, but I just really like the way we're playing.
Yeah, it's the you were a coach for a long time. It's the respect all, fear none routine. But, you know, Saturday, for example, of course, we made 15 three-point baskets. You're going to win a lot of games if you make 15 threes. But the thing that impressed me is we had six different players who made a three, and as you well know, with that kind of proficiency from the outside, you're going to open up a lot of driving lanes for the guards, Kihei, Reese, and others, including Armand. You know, Armand has really gotten pretty adept in recent, well, really this whole season, not only with the three-point shot, but taking the ball to the rim.
Well, everybody knows, we always play good to great defense, but when you're making shots, we're pretty hard to beat. We can play with anybody. I still think we can play with anybody no matter what. But, I mean, if you look at our guards, I guess you could say we have four guards. And Kihei Clark's playing by far and away the best basketball he's played. Reese Beekman is, I think he's an NBA talent. Franklin is not only, he plays defense because all our guys have to play defense, but he's rebounding really well. He's shooting the ball well. He's just playing with a ton of confidence that he really didn't show at times last year. And McNeely, huge upside. The kid can shoot, but again, he can play some defense. We're getting contributions from everybody that plays.
And how about Dunn? Hold on.
Yeah, I was just going to ask him.
Ryan Dunn in that second half against Wake. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Well, I have to confess, I was at a football banquet, so I didn't see the game. I followed it on my phone, but haven't seen him play a lot and practice a lot. He just brings energy, and you can tell when he comes into the game. Everybody, when we play home games, when he comes on the floor, people are pretty excited, and he's got a huge upside, but he's got a great motor. He's got length. He's going to get stronger with Mike Curtis and all that Mike does with our players. And I think he's going to become a better offensive player, but he's given good minutes, and it only helps the team, and it helps Ryan with his confidence,
too. You know, the prior game, the Virginia Tech game, and I give Coach Bennett credit for this, you know, Justin Mutz, one of his strengths as a player, obviously a player for Virginia Tech, is his ability to pass and find the open guy. Early in that game, we were trying to double-team Mutz, and Tony decided, hey, I'm going to put Ryan Dunn out there because I think he can guard him one-on-one. And I thought Dunn did a fabulous job the rest of the way on Mutz, and I think that was one of the keys to the victory. So what he brings to the defensive end is significant in addition to the upside potential he has offensively.
Well, plus, you know, he's proven to be a really good rebounder. Again, offensively, he's just going to get better the more he plays and the more coaching he gets, which bodes well for the future. But he's giving us good minutes now, and we need it in the front line.
Yeah, and you, as a former coach, you got to love Vander Plas. His knowledge of the game, he tends to be in the right spot. He makes the right pass. Obviously, he makes some key three-point baskets as well. So he just contributes in a multitude of ways. So he's been a big addition to this team.
Well, we probably talked about it early in the season, guys. Ben's 24 years old. He's played a lot of basketball. He's very mature. He knows the game. You know, he's not going to be a rim protector, but he plays really good, solid defense. He can pass, and he's a smart kid. He knows the game, and now I think he's found his shot again, which is only going to help us in a big way and just really contributes in a lot of different ways.
You ever think about how much money you would have made if you had NIL back in the day?
Not really, but I could have bought a few more pizzas, that's for sure.
That's priceless.
Well, and you know, he was thin, so he wouldn't even eat them. He would have given them to everybody else. But what's your thought on the NIL? I know this is not necessarily your fort, but do you think there needs to be some guardrails on this process, or are we going to continue to have the Wild West?
You know, I would personally love to see guardrails. I think most people would. Whether it happens or not, nobody knows. The bottom line is it's here. It's not going away. And I think all of our fans and supporters really have to understand how important it is for our program as well as everybody else's. We've got Cavalier Futures set up. There's a couple other collectives that are out there for the University of Virginia, but we have to get in the game in a lot of ways, and people need to understand why it's going to help Virginia, and in particular, our football program.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. That's such a big deal. You know, we're in the process of hunting down a couple of guests to speak to this issue in the month or so ahead. You know, the National Signing Day is coming up here in early February, and there have been, I think they have 6 grad transfer commits, and I know they're looking at trying to bring in a couple of more offensive linemen at least. Barry, how is Virginia going to be able to change the style or culture that Virginia has been married to for decades of, you know, the academical village is so important in Virginia, and, you know, the whole student-athlete model, there's such a strong emphasis on that at the university. How does Virginia move to the point where there's enough NIL focus that Virginia can compete and attract good grad transfers, retain high-quality performers, and possibly go land a couple of 4- and 5-star big hitters that are out there in the high school ranks?
At the end of the day, I personally don't think it's going to change the academic mission of UVA Athletics. We're still going to recruit, you know, the kind of kids that can get it done in the classroom. But again, our fan base has to learn and understand that NIL, you know, kids talk to each other. Everybody knows about it.
Yep.
I'm sure it's talked about in the home when kids are being recruited. And there are a lot of things you can't do as a coach when you're talking to a high school prospect. But our fans have got to understand, and hopefully there's enough of them out there that are willing to support an NIL collective that benefits the University of Virginia. And, you know, in some respects, some of our student-athletes, they're benefiting from it, but especially in football,
yep,
we have got to get in the game in terms of having the resources where we can, you know, attract a kid and also at the same time not lose kids to other schools where the deals these kids are getting.
Yeah.
And I don't believe half the stuff I read, but some of the stuff, you know, it's probably true. It's pretty amazing, guys, what some of these deals are for the student athletes that are in different schools.
It's a new world order, and obviously the Virginia fan base wants to win. So,
yep,
as you say, to compete, you got to play the game. Before we let you go, Barry, bring us up to date on facilities, master plan, and all the activities you deal with on a daily basis.
Well, in a nutshell, and thanks for asking, the master plan, right now, I look at 4 phases, phase 1, 2, 3, and 4. Phase 1, 2 football practice fields done. Phase 2, football operations center coming out of the ground. Phase 3, renovate the McHugh Center so we can get kids out of trailers. And phase 4 is an Olympic sport building that goes in the backside of McHugh, about $160 million or so budget. And we are about $6.5 million short of funding phase 1, 2, 3, and 4. The one thing, guys, that we haven't talked about is the Alston case, which we are now calling the Cavalier Academic Achievement Fund, which is something that's been approved by the NCAA, where you can, it's not mandatory, but a student-athlete can get up to $5,980 a year for educational benefits, and we have to do that to stay in the game, and that's got nothing to do with NIL.
Right.
That's something that's so important because a lot of our student-athletes aren't going to get an NIL deal, but if we can provide those dollars for our scholarship student-athletes, that's – Jim, can you imagine we were in school instead of getting $15 a month, getting $6,000 for the year?
Yeah. And will that be done through VAF? How will that be administered?
Yes, we have to raise that money. We do not have it. It equates to close to $2 million a year, and in a perfect world, it would – be great to endow that, but that's, you're talking about a pretty big number, but we have to provide that for all our student athletes.
Yeah, it's funny, and for the longest time we were talking about catching up on facilities. It sounds like we're well on the way to doing that, but now we have these other hurdles we have to jump over. But I'm confident that you and the administration and the Virginia fan base will step up to the plate. I guess that's what everybody did last Saturday for the baseball program, to use a phrase. But, Barry, we always appreciate your time. We know how busy you are. Give our very best to Pat and family, and look forward to seeing you at a game here soon.
Same here. I'm back at you guys, and I always appreciate you guys having me on.
Absolutely.
Very good. Thank you, Barry.
Virginia legend Barry Parkhill. All right, we're going to go to our last commercial break and come back, take a look at the upcoming ACC basketball schedule, maybe some Olympic news, and tell you again about next week's show. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888.
Charles McDaniel, starting UVA linebacker from 82 to 85, set a record with 130 tackles.
Now McDaniel is the president of Hildreth Moving and Storage, an agent for United Van Lines.
The same discipline McDaniel showed on the field is now seen through his leadership at Hildreth.
Whether you're moving your home, company, or employees, Hildreth is committed to helping you get to your next destination with ease.
Their game plan, to be the best moving services company, period.
Next time you need help moving, call Hildreth at 800-476-6688.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit Virginia Athletics Foundation.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Call for Clinical Research Partners. With all of the crazy new infections going on these days like Lyme, COVID, flu, and monkeypox, we need newer and better medicines to stay healthy. Clinical trials are the only way that happens. Clinical Research Partners is now testing new vaccines for flu, COVID, and more. We need you. Come in and be in one of our studies now. Find us at clinicalresearchrva.com.
At Kelleher, we have been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products. In addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs.
With a fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue serving you since 1968.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You met with UVA. I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Final segment tonight. We certainly enjoy meeting with Barry Parkhill on the air there. That was a lot of fun. It's always good to get the inside storyline because he's right there in the middle of it.
Well, I always list maybe the half dozen people, including George Welsh, Terry Holland, Tony Bennett, Gene Corrigan. But I put Barry Parkhill in that given his development activities over the last 25 years. You know, JPJ, yep. Scott Stadium Edition, Klockner, yep. Davenport. You get on the list. All the facilities we have.
Don't forget Leonard Sandridge.
Leonard Sandridge was.
Let me tell you something. He was a genius.
Yeah, he was very smart. Hey, a quick point of personal privilege. Today is my grandson's birthday, so happy birthday to Christopher. And
good for Christopher.
Tomorrow is my sister-in-law's birthday, so if she's listening, happy birthday, Laura.
Look at Hobbo spreading the love there.
Taking care of all of this stuff. We talked earlier about the tennis team off to a great start, number one, the women's swimming team, baseball ranked number 19 preseason, yep. Lacrosse won, so a lot of good news in the spring sports. Well, I guess swimming is a winter sport. As well.
It goes on year round,
but the Hoos may be positioned for another two or three national titles before the academic year is over.
No arguing that. All right, next week's show, I think we need to get that out there again. Is we return to our regular start time, 6 p.m. On Monday, January 30th. We've got Craig Littlepage, former UVA assistant basketball coach under Terry Holland, and then became the athletic director. And was there for many years.
A number of years, and hired a lot of the current coaches, including Tony Bennett. So I think it's interesting. We'll ask Craig. You know, he coached with Terry, and he hired Tony. So he's got ties to two of the significant basketball coaches
the
in Virginia
winning,
history.
The two winningest coaches in Virginia history. We also have Jerry Ratcliffe, the longtime beat writer, both working as the editor, a sports editor of the Daily Progress, and now it's JerryRatcliffe.com. And we also have Dr. Jody Smith, and we have my good friend, former UVA student and Dickinson College goalie, who I got to know very well at Virginia and will give us some insight into the upcoming lacrosse season. And, you know, David was has been coaching over on Southside Richmond for many years, and has helped a lot of young men better understand the game of lacrosse, but he loves studying UVA's lacrosse team and has admired Lars Tiffany, as have I.
Lars has just done a fabulous job. Two national titles already and maybe a third in the offing. You know,
it's usually the kiss of death to follow a legend like Dom Starcia in this instance.
Well, Lars has done about as well as you can.
He's
established his own legendary status. But, hey, real quick, basketball in the ACC, some interesting games coming up starting tonight with Duke playing at Virginia Tech.
And this is a must-win game for the Hokies.
Yeah, they got to turn around on a seven-game losing streak, so they need this one pretty desperately. So that would Duke has three losses. That would be a fourth loss if Duke does lose. Miami plays at Florida State tomorrow night. So a tough assignment for Miami going to Tallahassee. North Carolina has to go to Syracuse. And then on Wednesday, Wake has to go to Pitt. So a number of big games this week.
And we need to remind folks that the Cavaliers will host Boston College this Saturday. They have no midweek game. And then after they host BC this Saturday, they travel to Syracuse and to Blacksburg. So
yeah, tough week next week. The Syracuse game will start at 7 o'clock next Monday. As you say, Boston College at noon on Saturday at JPJ.
All right, go Hoos, and remind everybody we'll be back at 6 o'clock next week. Go Hoos.
Thanks for listening.
Listening to Who's Talking on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
Charles McDaniel, starting UVA linebacker from 82 to 85, set a record with 130 tackles.
Now McDaniel is the president of Hildreth Moving and Storage, an agent for United Van Lines.
The same discipline McDaniel showed on the field is now seen through his leadership at Hildreth.
Whether you're moving your home, company, or employees, Hildreth is committed to helping you get to your next destination with ease.
Their game plan, to be the best moving services company, period.
Next time you need help moving, call Hildreth at 800-476-6688.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student-athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit Virginia Athletics Foundation.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Call for Clinical Research Partners. With all of the crazy new infections going on these days like Lyme, COVID, flu, and monkeypox, we need newer and better medicines to stay healthy. Clinical trials are the only way that happens. Clinical Research Partners is now testing new vaccines for flu, COVID, and more. We need you. Come in and be in one of our studies now. Find us at clinicalresearchrva.com.
At Kelleher, we have been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Train heating and cooling products. In addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs.
With a fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Train, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue serving you since 1968.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan.
thesaber.com.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Final segment tonight. We certainly enjoy meeting with Barry Parkhill on the air there. That was a lot of fun. It's always good to get the inside storyline because he's right there in the middle of it.
Well, I always list maybe the half dozen people, including George Welsh, Terry Holland, Tony Bennett, Gene Corrigan. But I put Barry Parkhill in that given his development activities over the last 25 years. You know, JPJ. Yep. Scott Stadium Edition, Klockner, Davenport. You get on the list. All the facilities we have.
Don't
now.
Forget Leonard Sandridge.
Leonard Sandridge was.
Let me tell you
too.
Something. He was a genius.
Yeah, he was very smart. Hey, a quick point of personal privilege. Today is my grandson's birthday, so happy birthday to Christopher. And
good for Christopher.
Tomorrow is my sister-in-law's birthday, so if she's listening, happy birthday, Laura.
Look at Hobbo spreading the love there.
Taking care of all of this stuff. We talked earlier about the tennis team off to a great start, number one. The women's swimming team, baseball ranked number 19 preseason, lacrosse won. So a lot of good news in the spring sports. Well, I guess swimming is a winter sport. As well.
It goes on year round,
but the Hoos may be positioned for another two or three national titles before the academic year is over.
No arguing that. All right, next week's show, I think we need to get that out there again. Is we return to our regular start time, 6 p.m. On Monday, January 30th. We've got Craig Littlepage, former UVA assistant basketball coach under Terry Holland, and then became the athletic director. And was there for many years.
A number of years, and hired a lot of the current coaches, including Tony Bennett. So I think it's interesting. We'll ask Craig. You know, he coached with Terry, and he hired Tony. So he's got ties to two of the significant basketball coaches
the
in Virginia
winning,
history.
The two winningest coaches in Virginia history. We also have Jerry Ratcliffe, the longtime beat writer, both working as the editor, a sports editor of the Daily Progress, and now it's JerryRatcliffe.com. And we also have Dr. Jody Smith, and we have my good friend, former UVA student and Dickinson College goalie, who I got to know very well at Virginia and will give us some insight into the upcoming lacrosse season. And, you know, David was has been coaching over on Southside Richmond for many years, and has helped a lot of young men better understand the game of lacrosse, but he loves studying UVA's lacrosse team and has admired Lars Tiffany, have I.
Lars has just done a fabulous job. Two national titles already and maybe a third in the offing. You know,
it's usually the kiss of death to follow a legend like Dom Starcia in this instance.
Well, Lars has done about as well as you can.
He's
established his own legendary status. But, hey, real quick, basketball in the ACC, some interesting games coming up starting tonight with Duke playing at Virginia Tech.
And this is a must-win game for the Hokies.
Yeah, they got to turn around on a seven-game losing streak, so they need this one pretty desperately. So that would Duke has three losses. That would be a fourth loss if Duke does lose. Miami plays at Florida State tomorrow night. So a tough assignment for Miami going to Tallahassee. North Carolina has to go to Syracuse. And then on Wednesday, Wake has to go to Pitt. So a number of big games this week.
And we need to remind folks that the Cavaliers will host Boston College this Saturday. They have no midweek game. And then after they host BC this Saturday, they travel to Syracuse and to Blacksburg. So
yeah, tough week next week. The Syracuse game will start at 7 o'clock next Monday. As you say, Boston College at noon on Saturday at JPJ.
All right, go Hoos, and remind everybody we're back at 6 o'clock next week. Go Hoos.
Thanks for listening.
Listening to Who's Talking on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.